What is God doing right now?
If God is everywhere, why can't I see him anywhere?
Where is God?
Where is God?
Why is there so much suffering?
Why does God let this happen?
Why won't God answer my prayers?
Who's going to heaven?
How come? Why?
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 What's the point?
What for?
Now it's time for some straight answers to awkward questions with Pastor George Samianch.
What was Jesus' baptism all about? Hello. Welcome to Straight Answers to Awkward Questions on Lutheran Radio UK. I'm George Samietz, pastor at Ascension Lutheran Church in Brandon, Suffolk. I'm also a part-time tutor at Westfield House, the ELCE's Theological House of Studies in Cambridge, where I teach pastoral theology and Christian education. For everything to do with the ELCE, a good starting place is the ELCE website at www.lutheran.co.uk. That's lutheran.co.uk. I hope you enjoy the program. What was Jesus' baptism all about? This is a significant event in Jesus' life, one of the few things recorded by all four writers of the Gospel accounts. Matthew, Mark, and Luke give us the story as it happened in their chronological telling of Jesus' life. John speaks about the event as something in the past, as John the Baptist recalls what happened. Matthew and John are the longer versions of the story. Mark and Luke are very brief. In Matthew chapter 3, we read, "Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, 'I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?' But Jesus answered him, 'Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness.' Then he consented. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, 'This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased.'" And in John chapter 1, verses 29 to 34, we read, "The next day, John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said, 'Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me comes a man who ranks before me, because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but for this purpose I came baptizing with water, that he might be revealed to Israel. And John bore witness, I saw the Spirit descend from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I have seen and have borne witness that this is the Son of God.'" John the Baptist came to prepare the way of the Lord, and his message of repentance was clear and at times rather blunt. Talk is cheap, and John wanted repentance to be genuine, a lifestyle issue, and the baptism he performed in the River Jordan was a sign of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. If this scene was a silent film, we don't know what words were specifically said by John as he baptized each person, whether he inquired about what sins were being repented of. But what we are seeing are sinners and more sinners, if this was a silent movie. That's the human message or testimony each person brings. It is when we turn the sound up that we wonder what was happening, not so much with all the baptisms, but with a particular one. Even John the Baptist himself broke his rhythm. When it comes to Jesus' baptism, there seems to be a discontinuity between words and deeds. Now, the early scenes of Jesus' life are full of them. Warrior angels sing of God's glory and peace on earth, and the sign of a rescuer, a saviour, a messiah, is a baby wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger. Wise men arrive before Jesus is weaned, and the toddler is worshipped and given gifts that reflect his regal, priestly, and sacrificial future. The pointers to his divinity seem out of place, as the toddler probably played with the wrapping paper. However you look at it and listen to it, A poor kid, born apparently illegitimately, just doesn't seem to ring true that God is doing something special. And we get this disconnect here again. John the Baptist is the man of the moment telling the people to repent, because the real man of the moment, the Messiah, God's anointed, is about to appear. Show your sorrow for your sins, be washed clean, make a new start, prepare to receive God's coming one. And the people came, and many were baptized. But now John himself stops the process when Jesus is in front of him. We don't know how John tried to deter Jesus, but there is a clear sense that Jesus should take over, and he shouldn't go in or under the water to be baptized. John's baptism means that you're one of us, a repenting, struggling sinner, wanting to try harder and do better. And to be honest, that's not the best credentials for a Messiah. Jesus insists, not for his own sake, to clear his own conscience to help him make a new start, but for God's righteousness to happen. God's plan for his anointed one must walk a certain path, and right now it's into the Jordan. And the baptism occurs, and two things happen according to Matthew. Jesus sees the heavens open, and the Holy Spirit descending like a dove, and at least John, and maybe others, hear the voice from heaven speak not to Jesus specifically, not a, "You are my son," you get that in Mark and Luke, but in Matthew it's, "This is my son, whom I love, with him I am well pleased." At the moment when Jesus looks like a sinner, like the rest of us, a voice from heaven tells us that he is the Son of God, and that the Father is pleased with him. We could understand the voice from heaven if Jesus had been shining like the sun. We can understand God turning his back, and darkness covering the sinner on the cross, no voice for the putrid criminal that defiles God's righteousness. But to be pleased with Jesus when he looks like a sinner is a mismatch of words and deeds. God is not supposed to be pleased with sinners. He's not capricious, whimsical. There's an entire Old Testament sacrificial system that shows clearly that God expects blood for forgiveness. If God remains truthful, then something is happening dynamically at this baptism. The Messiah, God's anointed one, is entering the stage to do battle with all that ruins and corrupts and kills us. Jesus will take on sin, appear a sinner, even be sin for us. The voice from above is declaring Jesus to be God's Son, not turning him into one. But this is no Superman Jesus, where sin bounces off him without him noticing. No, this Jesus is declaring his solidarity with sinners and letting the forces of sin, death, and the devil have a full and free shot at him. The battle has begun. The public ministry is underway. We live almost 2,000 years after that baptism, and we know that 3 years later, those forces finally nailed Jesus, crawled inside him, for he died as a criminal, a blasphemer, said the world, forsaken by almost everyone. But the story continues. His grave is empty, and Jesus disarmed these evil powers and neutered them so that they have no power over him or those whom he holds. Now John the Baptist's words fully come into play, because Jesus, who came after John the Baptist in this world and onto the world stage, existed long before John the Baptist was conceived. The words said at Jesus' baptism were not a hallucination or a trick of the wind. Jesus is the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity. Jesus' baptism reaches a climax at his crucifixion. The sinner dies for all sinners, and thus there is a message for us today that there is no sinner on this planet for whom Jesus will not come alongside of whom Jesus will say, "Ugh, you are rotten, too rotten for my taste," and for whom Jesus did not die. Jesus' baptism tells us that he understands what being us is like. His death brought forgiveness to this planet, and Christian baptism, the one Jesus instituted, brings Jesus to us today. If you'd like some straight answers, send your awkward questions to me, George Samietz, at Lutheran Radio UK. That is at info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Goodbye.